The idea of the itinerant bard is often romanticized in film and fiction, moving from town to town and singing for their supper. That's the life singer-songwriter Savannah King chose when she gave up a rooted life for one on the road. Several years ago, she quit her day job to fully dedicate herself to her music, and she left her hometown of Buffalo, New York, and headed west. Today, she lives out of her camper van with her boyfriend here in Arizona most of the year, the youngest snowbirds in the valley. And King is featured in our latest Tiny Desert concert, this time at the farm at South Mountain. There, among the fields and chickens, we talked about how the traveling life in Arizona have changed her music. And I started off by asking what it's like to live the nomadic van life.
Well, I always say that we are... we're the luxurious side of van life. we're more a complete RV because we have a refrigerator, we have heat, we have running water. There's even a toilet and a shower in there. And we totally renovated it and we put new hardwood floors in, new counters. We really made it home. We've taken it to Florida and Texas and Colorado. But it doesn't matter where the van is parked. When I get in, it's home. It's where all my things are. It's where my guitar is. And that is a strange dynamic to be in Mexico. And you wake up in your own bed. You drink coffee out of the same coffee mug that you always drink it out of every morning. But you open the doors and there's the ocean.
What's the nomadic life like? And how has that sort of constant travel affected the way that you write and think about music?
The constant travel can be hard sometimes when we're moving really quickly on tour, but we have learned how to slow down. When we first moved into the van, we were moving really, really quickly because we were excited to be able to tour. So now we slow down. We spend our winter in Phoenix. We'll spend most of our summer back in Buffalo. And it's kind of just allowed me to appreciate what I'm doing, because it can get really overwhelming. It can get difficult to have alone time to write when every day you wake up and you're driving 200 miles to the next show. So we've had to really learn to take that time for ourselves to be able to create.
All right, so you're going to play a song for us now. Which song are we going to hear?
I'm going to play Cliff Rose.
Cliff Rose and I have had it told in stories. looking back, I don't know any other way. Thunder rolls, you don't know any other way. Seasons change, pines grow, they don't know how to stay. I was told not to run too fast without looking back. Looking back, I don't know any other way.
So let's talk about the new album. This is largely inspired by your travels in the Southwest and by the desert here. What is it about this landscape and this place that makes you want to write songs?
I think for me, initially, it was that it's the opposite of what I grew up in. And when I got here and I kind of felt the energy, I think, that is out here, it was so new that it was immediately inspiring for me. And the album is called Cliff Rose, and it came from a book that I was reading by Edward Abbey called Desert Solitaire, and he was talking about how the desert is so much different than the forest, that each thing that grows in the desert has to kind of fight to survive, and that it has a purpose. And I was reading about the cliff rose and how it's so beautiful in a landscape that it almost shouldn't be able to grow in. And I thought that was just fascinating.
So as you were releasing this new album and thinking about what you want to say with it, tell us a little bit about the intentionality in the music and the way in which you're trying to communicate that message with just you and a guitar. Like, this is very pared down in that way.
I think the people that we met on the road and the other people living in vans and kind of living this lifestyle has been a huge influence to me, not only the nature that we were surrounded by, but just people that think differently and people that grew up different than I did and in different circumstances, and learning about them and realizing that there's more out there to the world than I grew up in. And I really wanted to tell those stories, and I wanted to tell them in a way that just encompassed everything that I am. So the record has a lot of my favorite musicians on them. And I was really happy with the way that it turned out and the way that it said everything I wanted it to say.
All right, let's have you take us out on a song. Which one?
The song that I'm going to play is Fresh Start.
I used to think that I was the lucky one, but now I know that I was just young. And oh, my heartache, oh, my struggle was to come. Just know those moments. just earth. If all these years washed away, I don't need back a single day, just fresh start. The old friends at my hand, 'cause I would die to hear you sing that way again, to hear you sing that way again. Keep the wheel turning through the years. I can't take it with me. Best to shed my skin.
That's Savannah King performing a tiny desert concert at the farm at South Mountain. Her new album, Cliff Rose, is available now, and you can see a video of her performance on our website. And if you are in a band or you know someone who we should check out for another Tiny Desert concert, email us. We are at the show at kjzz.org.